I'm sorry, what?
No, someone here. Okay, Mrs. Smith, once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
My legal name is Lisa Ann Emerson. My birthday is 4/7/81, but I'm known in the DOC system as Lisa Ann Smith, April 7, 1981.
And your ABC number?
325682.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. I'm going to refer to you as Ms. Smith, since that's what we have on your warrant, unless you tell us otherwise. You appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant, and based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yeah, I got it here when I got here.
Okay, and it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Now, I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, ma'am.
Yes.
And you cannot see us today because we're doing this by telephone, but there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Ms. Smith and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Ms. Smith, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Sheller House on or about June 12, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were under stronger from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, ma'am. Based upon the admission of Ms. Smith, I move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. You've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two is very important, because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revert your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you. Once we get that, then we're going to come back and we will talk and see where we go from here. So this time, we're going to ask the Honorable Mr. Turner, if you would be kind enough to give us some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Ms. Smith was released from ADC custody on 6/11/2018 and arrested on 7/26/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She's returned back to ADC custody on 7/26/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/6/2018 with 44 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015. Child adult abuse, 9 months. She has no prior terms, no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2001, aggravated DUI, California, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, assault, Arizona, guilty, other sanctions. 2004, disorderly conduct, Arizona, guilty, other sanctions. 2009, assault, California, felony conviction, probation. 2010, assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G2, V2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. We're back to you, Ms. Smith. Well, based on information that we have, that when you were released this time, you were released to the Skeller House in Phoenix, and that was your last known address. Where else did you reside aside from Skeller House, ma'am?
I was homeless.
Well, you were homeless, okay.
Yes.
Any particular reason you left the Skeller House, or you just decided that that was not for you?
I was just going through some things, you know, I just got out of prison, my husband was in prison at the time, and I just, missed him. He's out now, he's doing very well, but I was just missing my husband, and they said I couldn't be with my kids, and, I had to be here in Phoenix. I'm from Yuma, and my kids are like 300 miles away, so I just, you know, not making no excuses, but I just didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be with them. So I just, you know, rather be homeless than, you know.
Where did you stay when you were homeless? I mean, just out on the streets anywhere?
Out on the streets anywhere. It didn't matter.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you find any employment while you were out this time, ma'am?
Did I what? I'm sorry?
Did you find a job? Did you have a job?
A job? No.
Yeah, work. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
But, I was actively looking for a job, but then I knew I was absconding, so I knew I wouldn't get hired nowhere, so okay. I was just homeless. And but it was a very big mistake, though, that I got assaulted while I was homeless. I was raped. I was robbed. Everything you can think of happened to me when I was homeless, though. And I tried several times to get back into custody, and the police turned me down multiple times, which I don't get. And finally, just they took me one day and was actually relieved. So
how did they pick you up when they did get you? I mean, the Phoenix Police Department, they just drove by and saw you? What happened there?
I was in an argument with my boyfriend, or my friend, and they thought he was going domestic, going, getting, they thought he was assaulting me, basically. And they took him, or they tried to get him, but I didn't say anything, whatever. I wouldn't tell them anything that happened, so they just ended up bringing my name and they arrested me.
There's something I always say, and please don't take this out of context, what I'm going to say, but I do take note that you are Native American, that you attempted to take any advantage of any of that programs here in the Phoenix area. They have some good programs here, and it's my understanding that you don't have to pay. That's my understanding. I can't confirm that you can go, that you can participate in those programs, and they can be very helpful. Did you think about doing any of them while you were out a homeless man?
Yes, I did several times, but I was told I had to be a resident in Maricopa County. I know now that I know though that I've been out, and yeah, they would be able to help me, because I didn't have my when I first got there, I didn't have any of my IDs or anything like that, and then like I said, I got robbed of all my IDs, my prison release ID, everything basically. And like I said, my legal name is Emerson, so I've been having the only piece of ID that I have is Emerson, is my tribal ID, and like I said, everything got stolen, but they did have records, and I did attend some AA meetings and things like that, and because I'm an alcoholic, and I did try to abstain from alcohol as much as I could, but it's very hard, you know.
But did you use a little alcohol while you were out, ma'am?
Occasionally, yes. I was homeless, and I'm not going to lie about that, so.
Did you use any drugs while you were out?
No drugs. I don't do drugs.
Okay, ma'am. Well, at this time, I want to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time.
Okay.
I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time. Now we're coming towards the end of your hearing, and this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, ma'am? We're prepared to listen.
I'm sorry I was selfish. You know, I just missed my husband and my family and my kids, you know. So, you know, I've just, you know, kind of went out the deep end. Like I said, my husband's out now, and he's very supportive of whatever happens. You know, he gets off paper the day I get out, or the day before I get out next month. So I just want to apologize, you know, wasting everybody's time and things like that. But if I do get released, which I most likely not today, but I would work with Dick since he's out, and I'm having more communication with my family. Well, when I was out, I had more communication with my family. Now I know things. And I'm not currently on medication now. The DOC prescribed my medication back, and I'm really more clear-minded now.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. During this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to continue you on supervision or to revoke your community supervision. The board is now in discussion. I find that Ms. Smith is a very interesting person, young lady, and she does have a future before her. If she can just get her life together, I think that things just did not work out for her in as much as husband at that time was incarcerated, and she was just, didn't quite work out, and she left Skeller House and ended up just being homeless. I think in as much as she's going to be out in about 32 days from now, at any rate, 33 days from now, at any rate, I think it would be best if she would just go ahead and complete it this term, and when she gets out, hopefully she would have a program and all put together, so when she gets out, she can work with her husband, and she can go back with her nation, back in Yuma, or wherever she wants to be, and live a productive life, and live with her family, and not end up back again in incarcerated. And I believe that she can do this, since this is her first time coming before this board. But I think that she can just put a program together. She can do it, and I know that she can. But that's just my thinking as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Therefore, at this time, I'm going to offer a motion, and it's based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W1876, as well as our discussion with Ms. Smith, as well as information provided by the Department of Correction. My motion is to revoke a community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out on October the 6th. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You will be on your own, and you can get with your family, you can get with your husband, and live a productive life. We wish you the best, and we hope never to see you in orange again. I even hear that you're in orange again. The hearing is over, so please put the phone back so that someone else can come up at this time, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank
Have a
you,
nice
ma'am.
Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.